Once again, good evening. It's Mark Stanton Welch here, and this is Tools for the Times. We are on Block 3, Session 3, and on the Activities section of Session 3. So this is Part 2 of Session 3 in terms of energy work, in terms of working with energy and tending the energy garden. And everything tonight is about working with those frequencies that we are, so that we can, as much as possible, and in some ways as much as we choose, to be in our energy field that is the place of power, the place of presence, the place of balance for each of us, so that we have access to our design, so that we can be as fully in the moment as we possibly can. Because from there, living from there, well, there's another way to put it. It's just a beautiful thing to do. It allows such flexibility. It allows the movement. It allows the flow. It allows a resistance to come up. It allows us to really look at what's going on with us and actually pay attention. So the idea of paying attention is really an undercurrent of the, well, actually of so much of the work the Tools for the Times is about, but as far as paying attention to energy, certainly there are things we can do on a consistent basis, but the idea of working with our own energy field and our energy systems is to realize that it's a in-the-now experience. The more we pay attention, the more we're able to make the subtle adjustments that make all the difference, that will then reveal to us the path that is hiding just behind the shadow that we haven't been paying attention to. So I'm going to start off with just a musical reminder of this element of ourselves. And this is called this Pay Attention. I have an inner world, I got one outside. I know the one within me is my ticket to the sky. Fly high, little child, high and true. Just listen to the moment tickling you and pay attention, give a listen, hello. My inner eye watches, my outer eye blinks. The inner says quiet when I think, think, think. And why goes a chatter, my goes a truth. Just listen to the moment tickling you and pay attention and give a listen. Hello, hello, hello. There's nothing bigger than the tiny little moment. There's nothing finer than you. There's nothing fuller than this emptiness that comes from living truth. The inner eye watches, my outer eye blinks. Yes, 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 yes. My inner eye remembers, my outer forgets. The inner finds a heart like a jet, jet, jet. And why goes a chatter? Fly high, child, high and true, and listen to the moments tickling you. Just pay attention and give a listen. Hello, hello, hello. Than a tiny little moment. There's nothing finer than you. There's nothing fuller than this emptiness that comes from living truth. Just pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. What's interesting through the song, you probably heard it, a couple of mistakes there because I wasn't really paying attention. I was thinking ahead of what I was going to be doing next. And the next thing you know, I dropped off the place of being at the place of center there. So a beautiful expression, a beautiful example of it isn't necessarily what not to do because it wasn't a fatal mistake on my part, but it diverted the energy enough. It took away the smoothness of the experience and put it into a mogul. And there's really nothing wrong with that. So we'll just say that's where I really intended to go, and I was just following guidance. But even in that response that I just made there, kind of tongue-in-cheek, there is an element of truth to it. We get caught up as a result of our Piscean programming to believe that things have to be just exactly the way they're supposed to be, or in a certain form, or following a certain order, or in alignment with a hierarchy, or a traditional pattern, whatever that is. And in some cases, that's true. Following a recipe requires, on one hand, in order to get the exact thing that you had intended to get, would be following it to the T, and you could get consistent results. Building a device that did something specific requires that you put things together in a certain way, in a certain sequence, in a certain form to get the consistent result. But there's nothing consistent about energy. It's an ever-fluctuating vibration that calls us to the moment based on what we just did, not only in terms of action, but in terms of our thinking, in terms of our intention, in terms of our actual vibration at the time. So the sooner we realize and sooner we surrender to the notion that things do flow, and our opportunity is just to ride the front edge of that flowing wave and strictly pay attention, and claim the very elements that are calling us in that moment in time. And then we essentially will ride that wave into our pure essence, thus experiencing the moments as they were intended to be, perhaps in the design. I hope that's making sense. In other words, a lot of times when I make mistakes when I'm singing or even in my process of presenting and whatnot, people in some ways, I believe, and I witness this on some of the shows like The Voice or some of these other things that I occasionally watch, is that people are interested in seeing what you do when you make a mistake. Because it's in those moments that, in one hand, the spell is broken of the perfection. But what happens is then the human part of things start to show up. And it really is about what we do with those moments where we stumble and fumble that has the greatest information in it. So to pay attention to that moment and to respond to it and with it and to own it is a very, very powerful thing to do. This week I had a realization that there was a part of me holding on to some old paradigms that I about being a good boy, about how I'm supposed to hold on to certain things and not express them to certain people that I care about, and then I have to find solution within myself. Well, you know, there's some validity to that. But what I began to see is that by my own learning, I would keep these things retained and held on to for longer than I needed to do, and they began to have an insidious impact upon my energy field. They began to compromise how I showed up in my moments. And the old pattern was to actually hold on to the pieces and reinforce some belief systems about myself, about my own sense of value, about how I was to show up in the world in order to get the witnessing that I desired. And it was a learned thing. And when I realized that and decided, you know, it's the time now to go ahead and speak the truth of the moment. Do it with respect and honor to all parties involved, but speak what's true. And I started doing that in several instances, and I felt really good on the other side of it. And the beauty is that I didn't make waves. Because before, when I was trying to dance around what I needed to say and what I was feeling and what I felt the moment was calling me to do in terms of the people I was around, it was necessary for me to, well, not necessary, I lost focus and I stumbled and fumbled, and sometimes it ended up not pretty at all and ended up with hurt feelings. The energy is felt between people. The energy is felt in a large way. And when there's incongruency between the energy and the expression, between the words and the tone of voice and the inflections and the positioning of the head and the face as the words are said and where the eyes are looking, all of these things are energetic clues that impact communication. So it is essential that as we tend our energy garden, that we pay attention. And it isn't that we have to devote our focus to it 100% of the time. Because once we turn in the direction of doing that, what begins to happen is that we just pay attention, because that's what we are designed to do. And we not only pay attention, but we respond, and we stay clear, and we stay as close to the moment as possible without retaining any old energy. That is the call for us to have a smoother, or a very smooth, life. It's not about holding on to stuff. It never has been. We've seen the energetic impact as we've worked through clearing away the energetic debris and the toxicity that we've held on for eons, far beyond just the personal experiences of this time. So everything we do tonight, including the words I am saying, are about clearing energies and staying in our fullness. We want to stay in the vibration that we are aligned to be in by design. We have a frequency. There's a frequency that serves us best. There are frequencies in instruments that they sound best when they are tuned to that frequency. All the woods align and the pitch is perfect. It really is. It's right on, right in line down to the hundredths of a hertz, which is the measurement of sound. And you feel it. You feel it when an instrument that is in its place of design, because it resonates in a very large, large way. It's felt on the outside and it's felt on the inside. This is why paying attention works. When I work with someone who doesn't have the confidence in their voice, especially their singing voice, and they're carrying messages that have deprived them of this joy, of this opportunity that clears the body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what I do is sometimes I'll just check to see if their ear is hearing what is going on. Because it's not something that, unless they took lessons, that was taught in kindergarten or anywhere along the way. Unless someone was actually in a choir or something where there was some direction there, and it's not always there either. But what I'll do is I'll hold a pitch. Or actually, the best way to do it first is to have them make a sound. And then I do what I can to match that pitch. And sometimes I'll start above, and sometimes I'll start below the pitch and sort of slowly move towards it. Because the minute I hit that pitch and align with that pitch, it's like this whole sphere of vibrations surrounds us both. And you can feel it. You got the sense of what it is. Not the sense. You got the knowing of what it is, because you felt it on many levels. And this is the first recognition that, wow, that's what matching pitch feels like. So if you're singing off key and you aren't able to find the pitch, the process is beginning to get the ear to pay attention. Eventually I make a pitch and then I have the person go high or low and then smoothly move into a place where they feel the pitch. And after just a few sessions of it, a few times, a few repetitions, they're able to match pitch. And that's starting the way that they can actually have their singing voice. There's a few more obstacles, but most of them are internal and most of them are energetic. Energetic memory plus personal perspectives about what is true. Those are a little more tricky to deal with, but the first point is to find that place where alignment is felt. So you know when you feel good. Not very often do we spend any time or energy working on sustaining feeling good. We just experience it. And lo and behold, that is the actual, one of the main means to keep feeling good is to experience it fully. Because then it activates all of the memory within the cells that holds that template, that paradigm of what feeling good is for you and for me. So, there's our beginning. I'm going to my page here. Tonight, I'm going to revisit grounding very quickly, the idea of energy maintenance and amplification. I'm going to look at the chakra energetic treatments, energy rituals, balance, empowerments, and additional energy exercises. There is so much here for you to work with, and by no means are we going to get through it, but what I've given you is a nice arsenal, a nice toolkit of a variety of methodologies that you can use to make sure that your energy by the end of the day is clear, and during the course of the day, it's in a place where you want it to be. We're going to start with our words, which is often not a place where we go first. But we're going to go ahead and claim our actual whole space and our divine template by speaking our birth name. So I'm going to invite you to do that. We're going to do it 7 times. And once again, the 7 times represents the 7 directions. The north, the south, the east, the west, the above, the below, and the within, which is held in the heart space. We honor and we bless each of those spaces and call the pure vibration from all of those locations to feed us in a spherical way that empowers us in the round. On the count of 3, let's speak that name 7 times. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 So it is, and so it is. We'll use the empower of the Hung Vajra Pei to additionally put the cocoon of light around us so that our energy field remains intact and unimpacted by any of the energy around our space that is not of like vibration for us. Hung Vajra Pei. 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 And so it is, and so it is. Let's go to the section on empowerments. And I hope you have your page open there. I don't know if I put that on the request in the email. And sorry the email came till late. I was actually watching Major League Baseball playoffs, and I got caught up in the energy of the Chicago Cubs actually winning a series at home and moving on to the championship round. And it was a very emotional thing, and I was watching that, and I got pulled into the drama of that. And so I forgot to send off the email in a timely manner, which was at least an hour before. But hopefully you got the memo and that you are you have the page in front of you. If not, you're just listening. We're going to go ahead and speak a series of empowerments, and we're actually going to go through all of these that are from Rich Work, and then we're going to move into a couple processes that come from the work of forgetting the guy's full name, what is it, Zakai Ram, in his book on the Ascension Master's Toolkit. We're going to start from the top of the page, and it says, from the divine love that flows within my being, I command that all my energies be aligned in divine perfection. And so it is. And we take a breath to allow that to integrate. We have called forth a process, and we trust the cosmos to show up for us and put that into place. Why not? Let's move to the second one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command anything in my auric field interfering with my free will choice, whether it is here, with or without my permission, be it in thought forms, monitors, or restrictions in any form, and all energies attached to this interference at any level of my being be transmuted into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is. Actually, this one goes on. I call forth anything that has been severed or altered in any form at any level of my being to be transmuted into its divine expression of creative love and reconnected and aligned in divine perfection and embraced into my oneness. And so it is. Let's keep going. I call forth the energy cord of life that attaches my soul to all other souls and all shadows that lie within it. I ask that you forgive and honor me as I forgive and honor you, and I embrace you in love, and I thank you for the lessons we have shared. I now choose to embrace all bonds between us in unconditional love. And so it is. I now transmute those shadows into unconditional love and embrace them into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a breath and allow that whole section to integrate there. Invite you, before we say this next one, just be aware of yourself in the seat, with your feet on the earth, becoming fully aware of the earth star chakra that's running the conduit of energy up through the left, a sweeping wave of earth power and earth presence and earth information that sweeps through your field, sweeping across all of the, from the left side to the right, clearing out any impurities and toxicities and lower frequency energies, sending them out the right side, down the right side, through the right foot, into the soul star chakra, to be absorbed by the earth for the highest good of all involved, and get that in motion and keep it rolling, because we're going to bring up some stuff tonight. Let's move on now to, looks like there are two more of the rich work proclamations. From the divine love that flows within my being, I proclaim that my divine light, my light of love, my light of healing, my light of protection, my light of power and wisdom, become a permanent part of every molecule of the material I hold in my intent, and that they resonate as the highest frequency of unconditional love. And so it is, and so it is. Take a breath and let that integrate. And now we move on to the last one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love, and I activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a breath. It is really warm. The more I do these things, the more I start to get towards the sweat, which is an indication that the energy levels are rising up. Because heat is higher vibration. Sure, it's also, if it's hot outside or hot inside, but when you're sitting here in a breeze and you really start to get warm, it's not a fever. It is the cleansing and clearing that is leading to a higher vibration. So we are taking this new frequency on. Even the phone is feeling really hot. We're moving on now to a very specific process that is related to a shamanic technique called soul retrieval. This is by no means a definitive process that we're doing here. It's an invitation for things to begin and to move, and we don't know really how significant the outcome will be, but we're going to initiate the process. If you're really into the idea of soul removal, find a shaman. Find someone who has been immersed in the technology of shamanism. And by technology, I'm referring to the inner work as opposed to the outer and the electronic stuff, because in many ways that doesn't apply unless there are some new apps for shamans that I'm not aware of. But what I'm asking is to respect and honor the tradition of those who have immersed themselves in those frequencies and are comfortable transcending dimensions, et cetera, et cetera. They have the nuances and they have the capability to actually move through those and lead you on a pathway through some of these places that we just miss. So we're introducing your energy field to this, and it may have a strong impact. But for now, We're going to just see what happens. You can follow along with me on this, or you can actually just sit and listen and receive. On the count of three, I invite you to speak your true name, to call your template back to your focus. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. I call upon my beloved I Am God Goddess presence to enfold me in a pyramid of golden light, to assist me in the process of forgiving, healing, and releasing any and all discordant soul extensions or soul aspects of my beingness. I align my central column of love light to the source and to the earth. I now focus on my heart and feel the great love that I am. By divine decree, in the name of the God Goddess All That Is, and my own divine I Am God Goddess presence, in accordance with divine will and with the divine forces of grace, love, and ease, I call for any soul extensions or soul aspects of myself that are not in alignment with my I Am presence and who are feeling, experiencing, wanting, demanding, denying, etc. I now completely rescind any and all vows I have made and break any agreements and contracts that I have with you. I also ask for the complete dismantling of all thought forms, beliefs, pictures of reality, emotional, mental charges related to or created from these agreements or experiences. I call for the Tsolk'in wheel to be spun through your hearts and under sacred agreement that you have with my I Am presence at this time. I ask you all to move into my golden pillar of light for transmutation into divine union. And now with divine intention, divine will, and the love within your heart, draw all of these soul extensions and soul aspects into your central column of light through the heart and bring them home into the soul I Am presence and the oversoul God presence. And we bring these processes home and we speak these words. I forgive you all. I forgive you for all past transgressions and ask you to forgive me for all of mine. I ask for complete karmic absolution between us and release all past memories that we have experienced together. I call upon Archangel Michael to help me disintegrate all psychic cords attaching us in limiting patterns, and I ask that myself and all of these aspects and soul extensions be placed in the healing chamber in relationship to this. God, I am, God, I am, God, I am, I am, I am, I am, and so it is. Take a breath and let that integrate. As we move through that, I began to realize this is really about a connection between two people or a group of people and myself, clearing out any debris that might be there. Keep this in mind. It's a very useful tool if you find yourself entangled in any way, if you find yourself on the brink of creating change and you feel held back by it. You tend to find when your soul is splintered that you're all over the place. It's hard to make decisions. It's hard to move forward. There's hesitation. There's confusion. If we are splintered, we do not have access to our talents, our skills, our capabilities. To bring ourselves back into wholeness is a beautiful intention. These kinds of activities will do just that. Let's go down to this section. We're going to skip the next one and go down to what's being called the virtues, the abilities, natural ways of being to be developed for your mastery and ascension. It's just a reminder that these are qualities, capacities, ways of being in the world that carry a high frequency to them. And in a sense, it's the invitation for us to move forth and to be in these as often as possible. Some of their practices, they are useful. Let's just go through the list. There's patience, forgiveness, neutrality with no judgment, no emotional charge, only truth, knowing compassion. There's compassion, there's gratefulness, there's surrender, there's divine power, the surrender of personal power. There's multidimensional awareness, which is seeing, hearing, feeling, sensitivity. Connection and reconnection to higher dimensional realms and beings who reside there. The connection and reconnection to the earth, its plants, its animals, water, trees, elements, the devas, and the earth spirit. It's connection, reconnection to the solar system, Father, Son, Sister Moon, and other planets and stars. It's the connection and reconnection to the Earth power spots, the Earth races, or ancient civilizations, ancient native ancestors, the subterranean cities, and the Agartha network. Honoring of each individual path, choices, religion, sexual preferences. It's mastery and knowledge of your chakras, the four body systems, the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. It's knowing the auric field, the ka body, the causal body, and the higher light bodies. As I move through this list, I see that we've gone through a lot of these things. Your awareness and the exposure and what you're choosing to do with all of this is in a very, very good place. You'll notice that Zakai Ram uses a bunch of names of things here, and his invitations are sometimes endless. But there's a sense of inclusion and power about the way he addresses the cosmos, as if it's really there. And I say, why not? Though we may not have sense proof of the existence of these beings and these ramifications and the ramifications of that, we move forth in faith with the eyes that will soon witness these transformations taking place. So we're going to end this little section with the Zakai Ram, thought form, emotional charge, judgment releasing decree. Now, when there's a space there, like about, and then a name after, or a blank after that, that's really where you fill in things for yourself. Let's speak our true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. By divine decree and the power of God, Goddess, all that is, and the forces of grace and ease, I command from the God presence of my beingness for the complete release, completion, forgiveness, and karmic release of all mental, emotional chargements, judgments, condemnations about whatever you choose. I also ask all aspects of my beingness, including my soul extensions, genetic lineage, soul lineage, past lives, and other lives on parallel and alternate realities throughout space, time, and dimension, to forgive all occurrences related to these immental charges, judgments, etc. Immental is relating to the earth. I ask for an angelic activation to release myself and all of my aspects from any vows and agreements that may be supporting these judgments. I also ask for a gift of the Sulcan wheel for my aspects lost in time to realize that it is now time to forgive and step into the seventh golden age of love and light. I ask also for the complete release of all entities, implants, programs, perceptions that are supporting these thought forms, judgments, emotional charges to the light, to the light. And he reminds us to see these influences ascending to the light. Release them. Release them out the crown, out the top. It's as if they're leaving your body. You can see them moving away in a sort of filmy, sort of like heat rising off you when you're cold and you're very hot and you can see the steam rising off you. These energies leaving your body and leaving the space. You ask your angels to assist you in this release. You call upon Saint Germain's violet flame and the violet angels to clear and cleanse these influences and these judgments. You call upon Archangel Michael and his angels to disconnect you from any cords to these thought forms or any people involved. And so it is. See that occurring. See the separation of any kind of tendrils that are moving towards you. The complete dispensation of all of those, the cutting of those cords, and the filling in of the inner space of a higher vibration, of a light, of a color, of an intention that is of your choosing. At the bottom of our feet, so begins the flame, the violet flame, and that beautiful color that begins and surrounds us and consumes our entire auric field and all the energy bodies in the wash of a cleansing vibration that puts us back into the true vibration that is contained in the name as we speak it now. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and we close that section up. Let's go to grounding right now. Go to that section there. As I prepared for the call, I first went out and spent some time catching the beginning of a sunset, wishing that I was down at the water, but I was in preparation, so I was not able to go. So I embraced it. I walked down to two trees that are to the left side of the descending steps from the porch at my place. They descend back. It goes down, and to the left there are two trees that are like a portal. These two trees are next to one another, but they face away from one another, and it invites you right into this green space. It's still a green space, believe it or not. In there, that I go stand, and I just feel that threshold there, and I regather my own sense of self and my own sense of connection and my own sense of balance, and then I'll touch both of those trees. It's too wide to touch them both at the same time, so I do them one at a time, obviously. And yes, it's true. I do hug a tree. There's something about it. There's something very powerful about it, that the moment the connection is made, it feels like I, too, go into the earth with roots. Give it a shot. After that, I came up. I had some water with some lemon in it. That was enough to reactivate some portions of me that were feeling a little bit of dehydration. And I think it's interesting because dehydration happens more quickly than we realize. And I have to honor the work that I was doing with the Youth of Unity in the Southwest region at a thing called Summer Connection with a fellow named Mark Fisk, who is no longer in that capacity. He's now the minister at the Mesa, Unity of Mesa Church. But he brought to our awareness and our experience how quickly we begin to dehydrate, and how important it is to have water around constantly so that we can sip. There are nuances, but there are also telltale signs. The mouth gets dry very quickly, especially when one is in a talking phase, when one is in an activity phase. To have water around and to sip on it, which I'm going to do right now, keeps you in a place of center. So I watered myself from both ends. I took care of that, and then I went and took a shower, and I allowed that water itself to go ahead and bind any energy that was hanging around me. Because it's been an interesting time here. It is as still as can possibly be. There's not a breeze for the last 2 days, it seems. It's been a heavy kind of heat around here that's very unusual for October. The West is very still. It's very still. And what it's bringing up for many, including myself, was really some deep feelings of feeling separate and lost. I don't know why they came up, but they have. And I've watched them come through, and I've witnessed them in their form. The showering was enough to go ahead and pull some of that and to assist in the clearing of that as it moved down the drain. I was able to let go of that. And then to come back in here, I played a couple tunes. I ran the chimes. I got some rattles out, which I'm going to use right now. And although I'm rattling it around my own auric field, I'm going to invite you to imagine that your eyes are closed and I'm there, just sending this rattle and this frequency around you to knock off any energetic debris that might be there. Having tools around is useful. I'd really encourage you to get some rattles. And again, if you can't find them, if you can't go to your local shaman store, you can always go to a music store and just get some percussion elements. You could even get the little eggs that are contained. They have BBs in them. They're very inexpensive. There's a company called Remo that makes a lot of percussive tools that are very useful. They're oftentimes for kids, and so they're playful. They're very colorful. Those would be of great use. Having said that, you can go online and find certain locations for authentic rattles from a variety of cultures. If you get to Sedona, there's a Clear Creek Trading Company at the north end of town that is a shaman store. You can get anything you want, from bones to eyeballs there, of various degrees. The eyeballs aren't just sitting out, by the way. But there are elements there. You can get buffalo skulls. You can get all these things that are of great use in the process of shamanic tradition. And you can also find beautiful rattles that are straight off the native lands. Get a drum. Drum yourself daily. Get a variety of shakers with sound. If it comes down to this, get a Quaker Oats box and tape it up. And so, I mean, before you tape it up, stick a bunch of some sound tools in it. Some sounding devices like BBs, like gravel, like dirt, like popcorn. All of those things in there. And the more you put in or the less you put in, it changes the frequency of the sound. They're very effective. They're very effective. Go to a baby store and find some rattles there. You think it's interesting that they have rattles for babies? When the truth is that it's the perfect thing because it keeps their energy field clear. And it's too bad they haven't acknowledged that that's what they're for, as opposed to just a distraction to keep them from crying. The crying itself is the cleansing that's going on. The only reason I wanted to come to grounding again is to help you remember the variety of ways that you can do this. Becoming aware of your feet, and especially now, just becoming aware of the process of sending a root down to the center of the earth core and allowing the feeling of the connection of that. I was reading something today on somatic work in terms of working with the body and clearing a lot of the old woundings. And it had to do with the notion that we are in constant process of falling to the center of the earth. That's what gravity, the gravity is coming from the center of the earth and it's pulling on every one of us to fall to it. The only thing that stands in the way is the earth's surface, the ground. The ground comes up to meet us, to keep us from falling all the way into the earth itself, to the core. What a beautiful thing that the earth does for us, that keeps us in a place of protection and clears out the energies. It's as if we become aware of our feet, and as we stand on the earth, the energies just fall out just by gravity. These things that we don't want or desire are impacting us. They fall out into the earth just by gravity and the pull of the earth's core, and we are left here supported and dangling in between, which then calls to light the Wani Wachiolo and Lakota process of the heaven and the earth between we dance. It's like we are puppets held, and the pranic tube that comes straight down through us, the energetic fields that move through us and keep us aligned and erect are in place, and we allow this stuff to fall out of us. It's really important to remember in this work and what we're doing right now is that what we have become has really been a choice based upon experiences that we have brought to ourselves. This is not coming from the sort of Louise Hay approach that points the finger at us and says you're responsible for everything you did, and then people carry a burden of that. It's really a matter of awareness to realize that we are, by design, high energy, beautiful, powerful beings who have lost our way, or at least lost our awareness. And in the process of remembering that, we realize that anything that is pulling our vibration down is an energetic memory of an experience that happened to us, with us, or around us. And in so remembering this, we realize that as energy, all of these things can be cleared off and we can reclaim the pure design at any time we choose. This is why it's such a good time to act as if and to begin to incorporate and integrate these concepts so that this begins to be the way you see the world, so that you realize the co-creative relationship that we have. You realize the pieces that are in place, pulling away the energies that do not serve us. Look back through these elements of grounding and call them to yourself. I've put together three different chakra journeys that are a bit different than the normal stuff we do here. There's one from Zakkai Ram, the chakra meditation from the Ascension Master's Toolkit. There's a circle of life journey that comes from another source that I have written out there, and this is from Cynthia Andrews in a book called The Path of Energy. And there's a chakra light activation, invitation, and activation that comes from a book called Grounded in the Light by Michael Golzmani. We're going to go to that one. I'm going to walk you through this. It's available for you to do at any time, but just allow yourself at this point. We're going to go ahead and activate and invite the light in and to activate and to work with the energy of each of the in-body chakras. This could have been done in the previous session on session two, but this is also about energy. So I'm just going to describe and move through it here. I'm going to probably go a little bit faster than I would normally go, just for the sake of us giving ourselves a lot of experience tonight. So speak your name on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Come into a place of ease and comfort, sitting or lying down, and invite spirit and the angels to surround and protect you. Become aware of the spiritual light that is now surrounding you, a growing light. Ask Spirit to show you the light you've been accumulating through your spiritual practices. Notice if this light feels connected and merged with you or not, but refrain from judging it either way. Just observe. Now, starting with your crown chakra, say or intend to Spirit, I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core, consciousness, root, and expression of the spiritual light I have been accumulating since the beginning of time, space, into the core and effects of my crown chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed in any level or body of my being to allow this integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. And now, as we continue, draw your attention to your third eye chakra and invoke. I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core, consciousness, root, and expression of the spiritual light I have been accumulating since the beginning of time and space into the core and effects of my third eye chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed in any level or body of my being to allow this integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. And see and sense and intend that energy to sweep into that third eye, moving into the pituitary area and doing the work there energetically to bring the vibration up. So it is. Draw your attention now to your throat chakra and invoke. I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core, consciousness, root, and expression of the spiritual light I have been accumulating since the beginning of time, space, into the core and effects of my throat chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed in any level of, or body of my being to allow this integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. This energy flows in both from the front and the back, from all around, through the angelic energies and the assistance of your guides around you to flood through and to do the work, to do the lightening, the clearing, the maintenance of the throat chakra, to bring it back to its place of purring. So it is. And now draw your attention to your heart chakra and invoke, I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core, consciousness, root, and expression of the spiritual light I have been accumulating since the beginning of time and space into the core and effects of my heart chakra. And I invoke, like I messed it up there. Just allow yourself to bring that energy into the heart chakra. Feeling the angelic hands and the vibration of the intention moving into the front side and back side, bringing in the playful energy of the child in the back, activating the clearing of both the lower and the higher heart chakras in the chest region to clear them out and bring the light to flood through. And so it is. And moving now down to the solar plexus chakra, we invoke, I now ask you to fully, or as much as possible, gently and easily merge the core consciousness, root, and expression of the spiritual light I've been accumulating since the beginning of time and space into the core and effects of my solar plexus chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed at any level or body of my being to allow this integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. And so it is, and so it is. Allow that to move through there, opening up the will, the power to make decision, expanding your own sense of power, your knowing of your power, the knowing of your capacity to integrate with others, to align with the connection of respect and honor, disintegrating any criticism or judgment energies or vibrations that hold back or manipulate power, dispensing with anger and the vibration that goes with it, all of that occurring through the hands of the angelic energies and the intention of the light to come through. So it is. So it is. Draw your attention now to your sacral chakra. And invoke, I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core, the consciousness, the root, and the expression of the spiritual light that I have been accumulating since the beginning of time and space into the core and effects of my sacral chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed in any level or body of my being to allow the integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. Clearing out, especially from the back, the hands of the angelic energies and etheric teachers who have fallen, come in around you, are moving to clear out any blockages and any debris that interferes with the pure flow of emotion as it comes in through the backside, and the dispensation of those that emotional energy coming through the front side. We clear out any of the woundings that are there, that are pulling the energy down, any tendencies to judge self, any tendencies to find fault with self, any tendencies to feel lack of value. It eradicates the energy of fear and sends it out through the feet, down into the earth through the right side to be cleared and cleansed and realigned in a new frequency. And so it is. And now draw your attention to your root chakra and invoke, I now ask you to fully or as much as possible gently and easily merge the core consciousness root and expression of the spiritual light I have been accumulating since the beginning of time space into the core and effects of my root chakra, doing any clearing and healing needed in any level or body of my being to allow this integration process to happen as gently and easily as possible. And so it is. And so it is, and so it is. Take a breath and allow that energy to integrate from the top down as it moves you into the fullness of the body. It brings the light down to flood the cells. It brings the light down to flood the tissues. It brings the light down to integrate with the swirling of the chakra to bring it back into fullness, into wholeness, into the correct vibration that speaks your name, which you can say right now, Mark Stanton Welch. Become aware of the energy moving up through the earth star, up through the left side, and let it move to the crown and sweep down as if like rain, moving completely through the body itself, sweeping out any lower frequency vibrations left behind in this process, anything that has been cleared by the light to move down the right side to be expressed out through the right foot into the earth star chakra to be utilized in the highest good for all involved. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Feel free to walk through those other elements. We're going now to the section on additional energy exercises. A lot of these ended up coming from a book by called Good Vibrations by a woman named Judy Hall. And they're about clearing and working energies. So let's do that just very quickly. I took two sections from that. One is called Tools for a Safe Working Place. There are things you can do wherever you work, whether it is in the workplace, whether it is out in the general public, whether it is in the privacy of your own home or your own personal space. There are things you can do to maintain the energy field there, to set and maintain. There's a list of the kinds of things that can be done, as well as some actual crystals and stones that will actually work very well for you to use in your workspace to keep your vibration in its place of center, which gives you the capacity to do your work on profound levels. It starts with you picturing your office or working space filled with a constant stream of transmutative golden light, letting it sweep through. There's probably no problem with going ahead and running a violet flame through the office on a regular basis as well. You know that your coworkers will find that their energy fields become different. And the way it shows is that they're different in the way that they work. They're calmer, they're more peaceful, they're more focused. Traumas and struggles and conflict that occur typically in the workplace in some situations are very consistently alleviated by tending the energy of the field. And not everybody needs to know, and they don't know what's going on. Your intention in this is for the productivity and the well-being of all involved. So you're not crossing any boundaries here by asking for new vibrations to be present so that the people can experience them as well. I don't know if you use salt lamps, but salt lamps are very potent. You plug it in, it gives you this nice little ambience of light. Looks attractive, as they say, but it cleanses the atmosphere and gives off beneficial negative ions. Why not? Potted plants, especially spider plants or peace lilies that absorb negative emotions, keep the work area fresh and clear, as do crystals and flower essences. Flower essences are probably a good idea if you're going to choose to use any of those, because they don't necessarily carry an aromatherapy characteristic. People have varying degrees of sensitivity to smell. Smell is a profound sense that activates the intuitive self, and some people are caught in the framework of saying that they don't like certain smells because they're opening them up and it gets scary. So they've built themselves a protective energetic wall around that to take care of themselves, when really on one hand it does far from that. So if you're going to use essences of any type or sort, I'd stay away from the very aromatic ones unless there's a collective agreement on that. A large decorative smoky quartz crystal soaks up negative emanations, and a big selenite crystal puts out beneficial vibes. But they need to be cleansed, all these crystals, regularly. And by the way, you might want to take them home on a regular basis. They look pretty good sitting there on your desk. Put a few drops of crystal clear essence, which is something you can get online, with spring water and a large plant mister. Or use Green Man Earthlight and spray your plants at regular intervals and position the plants so that the misting spills over into your personal working space. Working in your jungle. Add a little oil of lavender. That creates a more relaxing atmosphere. That's one that a lot of people are able to tolerate. Putting a glass bowl of water in the room absorbs any angry or negative energy, but make sure you change the water daily. You can add crystals to the water. Moving water in the form of a little fountain on your desk creates negative ions and a less stressful atmosphere. This is how you consciously work with energy. And for most people, these are non-threatening things that can be done there, especially if you have your own office, if you have your own cubicle, if you have your own space. When you're in the large area, things that might drift out away from that in terms of actually confronting people maybe are not the best things to introduce. But a little plant on your desk, if that's okay, is a powerful thing to use and to do. But your intention is probably your most powerful tool in making the workplace environment a place of safety and a place of good vibration so that you can actually be productive. You can go through all these crystals and find some information about those. This was an interesting one I pulled up. We carry relationships with us from many levels. And in our multidimensional self, we are impacted by unfinished business. And very often it's relations and contracts and vows we have made that have far out worn out their usefulness. They are over, they're gone, they're done, but the energetic tendrils continue to carry through and they impact us. So very much like cutting cords, which is the second exercise down here that I think we're going to go through because it's a little different than the Hung Vajrape. I want to go through this one on annulling a mystic or other past life marriage. This can even be applied energetically to relationships that you have been committed to in this life. So let's see what this does. Just allow ourselves to move through this as I describe, and it will be going a little bit faster than necessary. You can go back and read it and then apply it and have the luxury of your own time to do it if you feel connected with it. I invite you on the count of three to speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. When you're fully relaxed, I feel pretty relaxed right now as a result of these empowerments that we've been doing. My body feels heavy in the sense that it's moving towards the earth. I can feel the gravity of the earth by sensing that. I'm paying attention to these inner vibrations that are pulling me. They're just saying that I have a body. I have substance. And I like that. I like that feeling. I like that feeling of being connected to the earth because I know I'm in my power. This is not part. That was just an aside. When you're fully relaxed, picture yourself entering an ancient temple or a cave. You come before the priest or the priestess who officiated at your mystic marriage to have this marriage dissolved. See that in your mind's eye, or sense yourself in the presence of someone in terms of who are they? Male, female? Are they? What are they dressed in? What are the colorations around the room? Make it up or witness it. You are standing opposite your mystic marriage partner. So in other words, you both are there. This is a mutual separation. With your inner eye, you see that there are cords linking your crown chakra, your third eye, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, and your base chakra. look out and see all of those weavings that have occurred as a result of your moments together and apart. And now the priest or the priestess releases the cords from each of the chakras in turn. And he makes a mystical sign that heals and seals each of the chakras from that cording. See that happening with each of the chakras. You can even go through it with your hands like you were the priest and you're doing the sealing and the healing of that. And so it is. The priest then speaks words that dissolve your mystic marriage on all levels and for all time. It may sound like, So it is on that. Your disunion is blessed, allowing the divine energies to flow over you both, bringing healing. Feel that wash. Feel that wash of vibration sweep through you as you reclaim your solidarity, your essence in a sense, your wholeness away from the influence of this vibration, of these cordings, of these energies. And now in your awareness and this new frequency of your wholeness, you say goodbye to the other person. Wish them well and bless their future. Receive and accept their blessing and their good wishes for your own. And if appropriate, forgive yourself and forgive them for any mistakes you may feel you have made. And then turn and walk out of the temple. Accept the congratulations of those who await you outside the temple there. Whereas in your wedding and the actual wedding itself, there were those outside who were celebrating. So too this time are those outside celebrating the separation and the release of those energies for both parties. Come back to this and do it as much as you need to do it to create those separations. Your intention is the vehicle here that makes it happen. Be joyous in your separation. Reclaim your power as a separate being. And when you're ready to close, surround yourself with a protective bubble of light. Feel yourself whole and healed within that space. You can surround yourself with the Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa. Breathe from your heart, breathe from your heart, and allow that breath to expand out in a spherical way of pink light that surrounds all of your energetic bodies. Speak your true name four times. Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. And return now to your awareness of the room. Open your own eyes, if indeed they were closed, and be in that frequency. Again, revisit this. Come back. Come back if you have other reasons to visit. Let's go ahead and do this next one, this cord cutting here. Why not? I'm going to take a little water here, get grounded. Now you can see that these are kind of generic. They're more of a completed process, a complete process, as opposed to very specific relationship-related cord cuttings that we have done in the past. So I invite you to settle yourself comfortably in your chair, breathing slowly and easily, and allow yourself to relax. You know, picture yourself standing in a meadow or on a beach or in another comfortable place of your choosing. And mark out a circle at arm's length all around you on the ground. You can use paint, light, whatever you choose. In front of the circle, but not touching it, draw another circle. Standing in the center of your circle, ask that the person with whom you wish to cut the cords will come stand in the center of the circle in front of you. When the person is there, explain why you're doing the work. Tell them that it will not cut off any unconditional love between you, but that it will free you both from all the conditioning, the expectations, the oughts and the shoulds, the promises, the karma, all of that that have arisen in the other lives or in the present one. And now ask to be shown how the links between you manifest themselves. These may be in the forms of cordings. They may be in the form of just a direct line, a light, a color, a dark mass, whatever that's going to be. When you can see these clearly, ask to be given the appropriate tools to remove them. And there they are in your hands. You remove them from yourself first. And then remove them from the other person. Pile the cords up outside the circles. And as you work, you heal and seal each place with light as the cord is removed. And make sure you get all of the links, especially those around the back or the hidden places. And now slowly bring your attention out from your physical body through the various layers of your biomagnetic sheath or your auric body until you reach the outermost edge. If you find any cords or hooks attaching you at these subtle levels, dissolve them with bright white light or appropriate tool, an imagined crystal in your hand, and seal the place where they have been with a golden or a pink light. And some unconditional love that pours from the center of your being with forgiveness for yourself for becoming attached to any of these. So go out there now and just remove them, fill them with a vibration, and bless them. And it says, when you are sure you've removed the cords, and this says all the cords, but we're a little bit short on time for doing all of this, accept those of genuine, pure, unconditioned love which you leave. Ask for healing light to surround you as well as the other person so that all the places can be healed. Surround yourself in that light. Is it green? Is it pink? Is it a color of your own choosing that completely immerses each of you and washes through your fields as well as your physical energetic system? Then let the unconditional love and forgiveness flow both ways between you and give and accept forgiveness as appropriate. When this is complete, you move from the other person back out of your space to their own space, back to where they belong. They will most probably move out of sight. If there is any problem, ask for a helper to escort them out of your space. If the person is a current partner, then it may be appropriate for them to remain within sight, but out of your personal space. And now turning your attention to the cords, see a big blazing bonfire and throw the cords onto this. And as the cords burn, the energies in them will be transmuted and released. This is the creative energy. And you let it flow back to you. This creative energy, this vibration that has been compromised, you let it helping the healing process as this creativity moves back to you. And move as close to the fire as you can, drawing in the transmuted energy. And fill up with this energy. And let it empower you, filling up the from the debris, from the release and the transmutation of these vibrations that have been impeding, transformed into a usable frequency that now lifts you up. Fill yourself up with the energy and let it empower you. And when you feel ready to complete the process, move back to the space you started from. And notice how much lighter and freer you feel without those cords weighing you down. Let the edges of your biomagnetic sheath crystallize to keep you free from inappropriate connections. And then slowly let yourself become aware of your body sitting in your chair, your feet in the earth, and the connection there. And to close yourself in a beautiful bubble of light. And then when you're ready, move yourself around a little bit. And now in this new frequency, let's go ahead and apply some more energy clearing that are very physical. And they come from the energetic work of Donna Eden in her work with the energetic bodies. Let's go to number two, the central meridian zip-up. The meridian from the pubic bone up the front of the body to the upper lip can become weak and scattered energetically, leaking life force and balancing vibrations out. Starting at the pubic bone, bring the fingers of the left hand up to the bottom lip three times to close off any leakage. Use this to increase confidence and self-esteem, to think more clearly, to tap your inner strength, and to protect against negative energies around you. So let's do it. From the pubic bone itself, you start there with your left hand. The fingers of the left hand, and like you're just zipping up across the central meridian, straight up, all the way up under the chin and around to the bottom of that lip. And do it again. Two, up, and then one more time. Three, zipped up. Let's go to K27 thump, number four. At the intersection of the clavicle and the sternum are two points along the kidney meridian. You follow the clavicle toward the center and find the bumps where they stop. And then drop down about an inch and slightly outward into this slight indentation to find K27. It's on both sides. Cross your arms and with fingers, thump each point for about 20 seconds. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. This will stimulate all of your energies, boost your immune system, and increase your strength and vitality. Whoops, that was for the thymus thump. This will flip your energies around for the K27 if they'd started flowing backwards. It will energize you and focus you if you are lacking attention or are drowsy. If your energies are going backwards and you're starting to disappear into your body, so it feels like you're drifting away, K27 thump works. Even with one hand, you can do it by separating your thumb and your other fingers, and you can do it on either side of the center point of the clavicle, and you're hitting both of those points. This beautiful frontal occipital hold, which is number 6, can bring you back to your body when you're disappearing. In a moment of chaos, as you find yourself wanting to get away, you can throw a tantrum, you can run away, or you can do your frontal occipital hold, which basically delivers you back to your frontal lobe instead of being in your occipital lobe, which is a reptilian brain, which is about get the hell out of here. So you're integrating them through the use of your hands. You're going to hold one hand on the forehead and one on the back of the neck, covering where the skull meets the spine. And then you're going to focus on relaxation, slow breathing, and releasing old patterns. So you're just going to hold that. We're going to hold that for about 20 seconds for now. And breathe deeply as you do this. And imagine these energies just flowing out, these patterns releasing and sending themselves out the right side, down the right leg, into the earth. And so it is, and so it is. Let's shut that down. You can go through the rest of those 12 if you want. It's just a nice variety of additional techniques. Let's go down to open to the main page again without any going into any of these separate pages. And you've got a section called Remember to Breathe, the 5-minute chi burst, boost, switch words, and mantras. I want to very quickly go to switch words here. Someone, and I'll give you the name later, has discovered this process and the power of specific words to create a vibration. It's like all the stuff we dress words in. It's like when you diagram a sentence, there are a lot of words there, but if you use just the main words, you get the idea across. The rest of it is for the flow. The rest of it is for the delivery. It's like the box the flowers are in. If you go back to using very powerful words and just call them forth and you bring forth a vibration that not only empowers but shifts and changes and works the energy to come back to where it is best suited in your current state. Words like divine together are switch words that activate energies. Play with this. Trust it. These combinations of switch words have been proven by this person's work that they actually do some very powerful things. So, for example, transform with divine light together. Trust together for divine joy. Light up for divine joy together. You'll notice I'm saying them separately. Each word is encapsulated as a frequency, and it is spoken. It is not spoken in fluency. Give thanks for divine love together. Forgive for divine peace together. Play with these through the week. Just see what they do. Why not? You go up to breathing here. We have a relaxation breath. We have the breath of fire. We have connected circle breath. We've done these before. Relaxation's like a rectangle. You breathe in for a certain count. You hold for a count. You let out for a certain count. And then you hold for a count, and you just keep making those rectangles. It brings you to a state of calmness. When you need energy, you breathe through the nose to the diaphragm. You breathe in like a dog. And you do that up to 1 minute in time, and it fires your system and brings you to alertness and awareness. The connected circle breath is where you breathe in, and then you breathe out with no pause at either end of the spectrum there. It is a circle of breath. What this does is supercharges your chi and brings in such life force that it clears out emotional blockages. It's very useful when you're caught in emotional release. It supports the process and digs deeper to allow the release of all that. If you're on the brink of tears, go to this. Go to it and let it be the vehicle that lifts the tears out of your wounds. It is potent and powerful. I want to just very quickly give you the cleansing breath here. too often we don't breathe to the depth in the bottom of our lung, and there's a lot of stale air that's contained in there. And therefore, we compromise our capacity to breathe enough prana and life force and oxygen in to sustain us and really to expand us. So by periodically, almost on a daily basis, you can even make this a part of your ending day. Ending of the day is to clear out your lungs of the old air. As you take a breath in, and then as you let it out, you can do it either through your nose or through your mouth, but it's in spurts. It's forced. And when you reach what feels like the bottom of the air you're giving out, you do it a couple more times, and you find that there's more to squeeze out of there at the bottom. And then you breathe in. And you find that you have an increased lung capacity. You do about three of these. Here, do another one. And then breathe in again. I'm reminded that if you're old enough to remember Abbott and Costello, that sometimes when it was Abbott that got all verklempt, he'd go... That is exactly what we're doing here. When you get down to the point where we have no more air, you're forcing it by forcing the diaphragm up, and it squeezes the bottom of the lung to squeeze out any old air. Out goes the bad air, in comes the good. One more time. Breathe in. Out. And then breathe in and feel that expansion and the clarity that come with it, and also the heat that is running rampant through the system. I've included four mantras here, the Om Dum Durgaye Namaha, the Om Hum Soham, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, and the Om Hak Sa Ma Lava Rayam Swaha. All four of these mantras are working energies for a different purpose. The Om Dum Durgaya Namaha surrounds you very much like the Hung Vajrape in a cocoon of safety. It precludes any energies that are unlike your own, forcing them out of your space, keeping you in your frequency of wholeness. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. You can go ahead and sing this. You can even make up your own tune. You can treat it as a mantric treatment of 108 times spoken like this. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Do that for 108 times, and you've done the work of the mantra. Remember, mantras pull with them the energy of intention for every time they've been spoken. They are in perfect alignment with what their intention is, and energetically they do the work for you. When you call a mantra forth, be sure to be open to allowing them to do their work. The balancing of masculine and feminine energy that focuses and then focusing of combined force to the Om Hum Soham. Om Hum Soham. Om Hum Soham. Om Hum Soham. It can even be done in the nature of just working with the breath where you breathe in. Om Hum Soham. It's a silent kind of a articulated sound that you use with the breath. Om Hum Soham. Om Hum Soham. Om Hum Soham. Om Soham. Now imagine yourself that this is going on. You feel the alignment of the energy moving up through the left and then sweeping down through the right. But this time, instead of moving out like the Earth Star Chakra, it's contained within the trunk up to the crown, like it's going from the root to the crown in a circle. It's a circle that's moving up the left side, down the right side, and it's an integration of those energies. At the same time, there's an energy moving from the root to the crown, going straight up through the center, and then back down. So it's a moving up and down while the circle is going around. You see that happening? What you're doing is you're integrating the male and female energy as it is cleansed, and then utilizing the presence and power of both. When you have an intention and you want to clear out any energetic debris inwardly and outwardly that may be in the way, you call upon Ganesh with this mantra from the Hindu culture, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And you, the idea with the 108 times as you speak them, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, and you do it until you get to 108, but you speed up in the process. Until you get to the end. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Using the power of sound, the power of vibration, the spoken word, and the energy that's attached to the words through intention and through expression to come do your bidding. And finally, you have the beautiful mantra of the Om Haksa Ma Lavarayam Swaha, which is calling upon what are these things called seed sounds, which are basically the basic phonetic sounds of all languages. And you pull them in as these focusing tones and frequencies that have been in the cosmos since the beginning of time. And you call them to purify the entire subtle body. Om Haksa Ma Lavarayam. I have on my mantra, sung mantra CD, a mantra to this that goes, Om Haksa Ma Lavarayam Swaha. Om Haksa Ma Lavarayam Swaha. Om Haksama Lava Rayam Swaha. So those cycles, those repetitions of those sounds and phonetics in the sing-song, no, that's an actual melody there. You use that to purify those bodies. Notice how you feel. Notice the feeling of aliveness. I'm feeling, my breathing right now is really kind of vibrating in me. I have sensations and buzzings all through my body. But there's been a significant release of energies that really don't serve me anymore. One thing that we didn't get to are the energy rituals that balance. Go into those and do those on your own. One is energy field contraction process, where you actually bring your field in to be more cozy and comfortable when you find you're in a situation where you want to withdraw or to protect yourself. It's a useful talent. Another one that's there is the clearing and releasing of guides. We'll look at this one actually a little more when we actually deal with guides a little later in one of the tools for consciousness. It's a beautiful process that realizes that as we evolve energetically, we end relationships with certain guides that are held at a certain frequency, so we let them go. We move on, so to speak. So we'll use that particular empowerment to more so at that point. And then the last one here was the meditation to invite light integration into your higher self, into your teams, your committees, your higher spiritual bodies to come into the present moment. So it's really calling your whole committee of guides. So now that I look at these things coming in, I'm going to roll those over. I'm going to leave them here, but I'm going to actually roll them over into the work with that particular session that's coming down the road. The main thing here is just notice how you feel. Notice your energy. Notice your field. And notice that all you've done is some conscious intention activities that worked energy and cleared it out of the way and called you back to yourself. You notice the repeated use of your name, the calling you back to your source, the calling you back to your foundation, the repeated use of the Earth Star Chakra Cleanse that moves through and pulls out energies that are released by all of these empowerments. You'll notice the power of the cord cutting that transcended time. So you now have three or four different ways in which to go ahead and separate yourself from the influences of either people, places, or things that have occurred in this incarnation or beyond. You have a lot of tools at your ready now that you can use. I invite you to begin to use them. They can be used through an intention. They can be called forth in the silence as you stand in front of somebody. You can empower yourself through the use of these. You can go ahead and do them out loud when you separate from the place, or maybe you find people that are willing to actually learn these and do these with you so that they can learn, too, to separate themselves and find their own personal autonomy, which is their power that then infiltrates and integrates into the oneness, and then we reconnect in a vibration of power and presence as opposed to one of manipulation and use. Whew. 5 minutes over. Boy, we're coming back next week and we're going to look at new paradigms of belief. Now that our body and our system seems to be in a solid place, we're going to go dig into the mental world and find out what kind of programs have been running us and what kind of influences have happened over time since we've incarnated lifetime after lifetime. We're going to do our work to clear those kinds of things out and replace them with some pure vibrations. So I'm delighted to have served your vibration tonight, and I do hope that your energy field is clearer and cleansed to the point that you recognize it and you feel it. So we are well served by this process, so I invite you to enjoy it and to celebrate it and to keep using it. It won't go away. It'll just continue to serve you and give you more of the delight of who you are. So we are finished with our session right now. I'll stay on the line for a couple more moments and then I will go ahead and terminate the call. It'll be delivered to you over the next day. Okay, we're done now, and I enjoy. Blessings to all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.